for Halach and Chaimus Halvavus, Tuesday night, or Ladalit Samos. Okay, we're learning the halachas about hamotzi and eating. What happens if you, again, this can happen at a Shabbos meal, or you're at a Sheva Brachas, a big Suda, if not everybody has their own hamotzi. You hear the person making hamotzi, and he has a mind to be motzi everyone, and you say amen, you hear his bracha, but you didn't finish washing. Maybe you didn't even wash yet. You're staying online still, but you want to be yotze with his hamotzi because he's the only one with lecha mishnah, or for whatever reason, or you have in mind to be yotze because you don't realize, then you realize you're in the middle of washing, or even you didn't wash yet. So, but you in effect made hamotzi already, right? Because you said amen to his hamotzi, and now you're going to eat. And what? Well, that's what we're going to learn now. So, you're going to either, if you didn't wash yet, you're going to wash. You could, you know, you made hamotzi and you didn't eat yet, so you could wash, say al netilas yadayim on the washing, and then eat the bread. Don't make hamotzi again. You made hamotzi already. You will go wash, and you'll make on until Shadayim. It's not called a hefsik, it's all the Tzoyer Chavidik, very clearly. So you'll either finish washing, or you'll go wash, say on until Shadayim, dry your hands, and then sit down and eat the hamotzi. Interesting shaila I saw from Shlomo Zalman. Maybe we'll say it a different night. Chavis Halvavos. I was struggling with the Chavis Halvavos we've been learning, and I realized he's saying a tremendous chiddush that I realized is quoted maybe Bishmoy of the Shem of the Chavis Halvavos, or it's Tam said, and it's a major yisod about Torah, and I realized that that's mamish what the Chavis Halvavos is saying here in Shar HaPrishus Perek Beis, and I didn't chap that that's what he's saying, and now I do. So we'll go back and I'll say the Perek Beis, and he talks about the special precious that are needed by people who keep Torah. There's a precious of the world that's needed, and then there's a precious special for people who keep Torah. And he says a sentence that I didn't realize the import of that sentence, and he says, Kavonos HaTorah. Shekavonas HaTorah, this is Ibn Tibon's translation. Of Kapach, it's Matoras HaTorah. Same idea. Shekavonas HaTorah, Lahamshil HaSeichel, B'chol Taivas HaNefesh, V'sanugos HaGuf, U'lahadbiro Aleihen. That means that the purpose of the Torah, what the Torah wants to accomplish in life, in your life, certainly the lavim are bad, and certainly the assays are good, and not doing the assays are bad, and doing the lavim are bad, and doing the assays are good. But beyond that, there's a matara that a person has a neshama and a guf, and they're battling, they're fighting, and olam abos and olam neshamas, and the Torah wants, and the matara of the Torah is that a person exercise self-control. That is a goal in and of itself. Besides that, the specific things are marchik you from Hashem, or are makarav you to Hashem, but kavonos haTorah, or mataras haTorah, is lahashlit es haseichel al haguf. A person is both, and the Torah wants and gives you the ammunition by making the lavin and the assays, which control so much of our lives. The Torah is sort of, we'll call it, forcing us into a maslul of being magbir the seichel over the taivas, being magbir the nefesh and the neshama over the guf, exercising self-control in that way. And that gufa is a matara and the kavana of the Torah. It's a tremendous chiddush, but it's brought down in many svarim, quoting either Chavis Halvavos or others for him, that a matara in the Torah is that a person exercise self-control. You say, why is that a matara? So you say, well, because the world couldn't function without self-control. So you would be wrong if you said that. because that's Perek Aleph, that's the self-control that the whole world needs. Even those who don't have Torah need that. And that's the world, the way the world works, Taka, because you need that limited amount of self-control in order that the world should function. But the Torah demands a higher degree of self-control, which the Chavis of Others holds, ultimately, if we'd be perfect at it, it would be to only have the guf have what it needs, not what it enjoys, not what it takes pleasure in, but only what it needs. But there's a matara, because a person has these two parts to him, and you want to end up being like a malach, right? So the Torah gives us the ammunition and the way to be magbir the seichel over the yetzer. Then he says, because if it's the other way, he says, if you sota from the Torah, once you lose, you start losing yourself and you start violating the Torah laws, then you should pardon the expression. I hope nobody's listening here. Then all hell breaks loose. And then what happens is that the taiva is mugbar over the seichel, and then there's no mugvulim anymore. Okay.